the shiur should be hearing perhaps a bit later, but because I don't always have the opportunity to speak to the talmidim later, and I sometimes feel that there's not much spoken about this topic in other shiurim, other rabbeim, other yeshivas. I feel very strongly about what I'm going to be saying today. I will tell you what I want to say now. You have to put it on file. Keep it in your database when it's necessary to pull out. This week's parasha of Chayei Sarah, we read about a very important topic. One of the most important topics that can exist in the life of any person, and certainly of a Torah Jew, and that is the topic of finding a mate, finding a wife. This is the majority of the parasha discusses this topic. Chazal say yofes sichos and shall avdei avos yosi v'toros and shall bonim. Well, explains that we have dinim, maybe we had a din. Oh, the rabbis is a shliach. You have two letters, and you make a whole din, and you make a shliach for Gnei v'Aveda, but for Dal v'Hei, it's v'Yicha Mechir. And something on the right from the extra Yud, the extra Vav. Just one letter. And here, the story of the finding of the proper shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu, when it's a whole, it's 69 psukim, over and over again, it's said twice. Not once, but twice. So what are they trying to tell us? Sichos and shalav de avos. But Eliezer, Eved Avraham, with all due respect, you're trying to tell me he's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? What do you mean? The means is that sometimes things are cut and dried. You can make a shliach, but tzvicha mechir, you can't make a shliach. You have a pasuk. Oh, no, that's all. Yes, yes. Other matters, though, are much more complicated, require much more discussion, and cannot be divided up into specific categories in the same sense as practical dinim can. Perek begins, Perek Chavdal, Avram Zokin Bo Bayomim, Vashem Berachas Avram Bako. Bako? Everything. Everything, everything. What does that mean? You got everything. So Ramban explains that what is this bako? What does it mean bako? So bako means the osher, the chasim, the kavod, the orech yamin, ubonim, the zos, kol chemdas adam. He wanted a ben l'malos. He wanted continuity. He wanted immortality. He wanted that his life and what he stood for should be perpetuated, should be continued. At Sof Kol Hadoros, and this he didn't have. He wanted the Ben the Ma'aloso. Who was going to be the one to carry on the traditions which he gave up his life for? Who? Didn't have this. He had money, and he had covered, and he had long old age, but this he didn't have. Why do you want it? Because this is what every person who thinks straight should want. Every person who's thinking properly should want that whatever he holds dear and precious and important should be continued beyond himself. Whatever that is. Some people think that's Narishkeit in our report. Those like Avraham Avinu who believed in one God and believed in Hashtocha and believed in Amunah, had Amunah, that's what has to continue. Didn't have it. So what did he do? He sends his trusted servant Eliezer to go where? Don't take Ibnos HaKnan. Go to Al-Arsir HaMolad. So Iran asks him, Rosh HaSaran, what's the difference? to quote Chazal, Halala of the Avodah Zarah, Valala of the Avodah Zarah. Because the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Kanaan, the Avodah Zarah, the Arti Malanati, the same thing. The Ran explains that that's true as far as faith is concerned, as far as what we should call Emunas V'deyas is concerned. They're the same. They both didn't believe in God. But as far as Midas is concerned, as far as character traits, what are the difference? The character, generally speaking, of the Canaanim was terrible. As we see later on in the Chumash, Kamas Eretz Canaan, Ashay Shaftam Los Asim. Kamas Eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim and Canaan were known for the depravity, the immorality. Whereas in Artsy Morality, it wasn't exactly 100%, it was better, appreciably better. And the Ran explains, we see this day in and day out. You see it so, I mean, my own experience, I've seen it so many times. And the Kli Yoker points out, right over here on the spot. Right here. Kli Yoker says that when it comes to Deos, to the moon of the day, to faith, it could change. This, you have someone who maybe wasn't brought up through, didn't know about Hashem, didn't know about Torah, goes to the Kotel and they bring him a Torah from Meir Yeshiva. And they give them a little bit of training, and after a while they see the ends. When it comes to midos, it comes to character traits, it's not so simple. A much greater role in the formation of the character traits from childhood, from the house of the parents, from the society, from the people around you, much more difficult to change this later on. Much more difficult. As the Kli Yoker puts it, Gimel Shutzim Ba'adam, Hachomer Bo'ar Min Ha'avoy, the physical part comes from parents. Lefichot Kol Ma'asei Avos Tachliyim B'chomer Yerushua Bonim. Whatever has to do with worldly matters, Midas Tovos, right? Are you about Gaiva? Are you about Kas? Orphan comes from the parents. If you hear a kid who blows his top, you can bet. So even when you bet, sometimes lose. But you can wager and end up winning on average that he got it from home. If he screams, they have a scream in the house. If he's haughty, they're haughty in the house. Not every time, but you can bet on it and come out winning. Aval ha'amuna hi pluya b'seichel. Shalada. Barei HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen bo neshama b'seichel. Lami is fashion, Zami Abbas the Bonnet. Most people just go along. Your father's Catholic, I'm Catholic. All right. He's Unitarian, I'm Unitarian. But it doesn't come out, it's not the same strength of the continuity is not there. And therefore, a person in looking for a proper marriage partner should give appreciable consideration to family. Why? Because of this. Midas. The number one criterion in attempting to find a proper marriage mate is Midas Tovos. Proper character. That's it. And we'll see soon the number one Midas Tov of all is chesed. We'll see from the story of Rivka. And quite frequently, the child's character traits are a reflection of those of the parents. Not always, but quite frequently. That's it. We don't look to the family for blessings. Not for money, and not for glory. I don't want to marry into a prestigious family, to a rich family. No. That's not the Jewish way, not the Torah way. But that's not the what the Torah had in mind. As a matter of fact, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra, Simon Beis, calls him Mar and Kedusha. I know say Isha l'shem Maman, Havin le'banim she'enem avugan. Chmona l'tzlan. A man who marries a woman for her money will be punished for having children who are not mechuganim, who are not proper, who are not right. Chalil. Why? It's a mida keneged mida. It's a mida keneged mida. Why did he marry? He didn't marry like Avraham Avinu said, because he wanted to have a ben l'malaso, a child who should inherit his ma'ala ruchnis, his monotheism, his chesed, his emunah. Wants money. The punishment for Lila is the worst punishment of all. Bonim shenim of God. Children who don't have it. If you didn't get married to Shem Shammai, as Ramban explains, we had a Shem Shammai, Ben Lemalazim, Khalil, worst punishment. People are so concerned, you know, get married, shouldn't be anything wrong with the other partner, who knows, shouldn't be any genetic problems, shouldn't have a third cousin who had some kind of disease, because why are they afraid? Khalil, it might have an effect. No. Here, this Torah is giving you, not third cousin. Why are you getting married? Are you getting married to Shem Shammai? Are you getting married to Shem Amin? It's born of Shem Amin. You're so worried about a genetic defect, Chalila. Should you worry about this too? So what happens? Eliezer goes and looks for a wife, for Yitzchak. And what does he say? He says, don't worry, not to. Before Eliezer even leaves, Abraham Avinu has nothing to worry about. Hashem, Yishlach, Malacha, Lefanecha. Kodesh Baruch is going to arrange the altar. What do they say? Marriage the man in heaven. Is that true? So, the Gemara in Sultan, that begs, that's the cash. On the one hand, Hashem, Yishlach, Yish, 1, 2, 3. On the other hand, we learn Kosha as Yivugan, Kikriyas Yamsuf. Hashem hard creates Yamsuf. Hashem brought it was easy, but it's like, oh, you guys will never have something, it'll never happen. So the Gemara says no cash. Kamazivik Rishin, Kamazivik Shane. Some Pashapshah means the first marriage, the second marriage. I can tell you 120 Brachim will slug that up right away. They're talking about the first marriage and it's still the Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Me'ivi is a different Shem. The Me'ivi says, Zivig Rishin means, like they had in the old days, a shidduch, kid was born, he was 3 years old, the girl was 2 years old, gemacht a shidduch. That's Zivig Rishin. Kid, yay, he's going to church by mitzvah, they're going to get married, he looks at him, he likes him. That's me Hashem Yotzah Adava, 1, 2, 3, as long as they met each other. Zivig Sheni means, says the Miri. Zivig Sheni means later on in life. Shani means the Tkufa Shnir, the second period in life. After he gets older, he looks for himself, he wants to find the right one, and he's going on this date, and another date, and another date, and another date, and another date, trying to find what kind of person he wants to meet, etc. That is a big Shani. That is culture of Kriyas Yamsuf. Oh, that could be a really difficult situation. Didn't even understand. So, first time. So what does the Gemara say then? It says, the steer, can a person suffer unjustly with a bad wife? So the Gemara says, it depends. Zivig Rishon, he can, but not Zivig Shein. Same Gemara then, so what's the pshat? Zivig Rishon, what's the pshat? I mean, he was, he was 2 years old, I mean, the shidduch. I mean, lucked out. So he suffers. But Zivig Shein, he chose. What did he chose? Based on what did he choose? So suffer. But as the Gemara says, the Kilayanu, Hashem et Haresh al Gevurah Tzadik. Sheva Teresh al Galat. What does that mean? A tzaddik. A tzaddik. What does it mean, a tzaddik? A tzaddik who goes, and his goral, even his things which are supposedly chance in this world, if he goes with tzidkus, the Sheva Teresh, that's the Gemara's expression for the bad wife, will not, cannot conquer him, cannot hurt him. If he goes with Shem Shemayim, the Haftach, he will not be punished in this way. Ulterior motives, whatever they may be. Because she's beautiful, because she's rich, because she's from a family of glory. You want to get a job by marriage, you want to get an advanced career through marriage. Any kind of ulterior motive, Ava Tliya Badavar, I give you no guarantees. None. I'm not saying Khalila, everyone who marries like this is going to be punished, but no guarantees. That's the Gemara says. This is especially important for Bnei Torah, Bnei Yeshiva. Unfortunately, you find Bnei Torah who learned that everything, and they were married to Yerush Shemaim, and they marry, I don't know what came into their minds to marry a particular woman. She just drags him down spiritually. He wants to go learn. She's not interested in learning. He wants to go to David. She's not so interested in his going to David. He wants to have Ben the Maloso, he wants to have more children. She's not so much interested in children. She wants to have a career. He wants to live in a certain neighborhood where there's more yeshivas, more Torah. She's not interested. He wants to dive in the neighborhood in a certain shul. She's not interested. Eats is too hard. It's Maisa B'chol Yom. Literally every single day. What do you do? Again, I preface this. It's a little premature, no? If anyone here is a benchmark or a chuppah, but it calls that for reasons which maybe we'll discuss some other time. It doesn't happen every day that way. But, lemais, put yourself in that position. So what do you do? What do you do? How do you go about this? So there's one thing which you can really start doing now and intensify later on. And that is, what the pasuk says. What happened? Eliezer is on his way. The first thing he does, Vayoma, what a shalshalas ha. What a shalshalas means. Barichas. Barichas. It wasn't just that Kurtz is off. It was Barichas. What did he do? He dabbed. Hakwe no, the funny hayo. Pasechest, there was only a wrong. Dabbed. The Gemara says, Al Kain, Yispal, Kochos, and Leis Mitzo. Leis Mitzo, Zu Isha. The first thing was to daven. A person is to daven with all his heart and all his soul and all his kaychas and everything he has. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to send him the proper spouse. With all your might. Every kaych you have in you. Because it's probably the most critical decision you'll ever make. More important than what courses you take. And more important than what grad school you'll apply to. And more important to where you want to live and what career you want to do in career is the most important decision. If you make a mistake here, monolith. Daven. You got to daven. With every ounce of strength that you have. Okay. That's daven. But you know, daven alone is not enough. You have to know what you're looking for. So what are you looking for? We said we're looking for leaders. What leaders? What are you looking for? So first of all, the Kleyaka points out an amazing chant. Hakrei no lefana heya. What is hakrei? What's the shorash of hakrei? Hakrei. Mikre. What's a mikre? An accident. Not just stop. Even more than this thing, you go, obviously, you're going to go look for a shidduch, whatever you find to be a coincidence. But haka means something unusual should happen. Mikra means in the sense that it's unusual. What's unusual? What was unusual? Says the Kleyokan of its pshat, Rabosai is the most important thing. We said before about chesed, before you even get the chesed, more important than chesed. I want to find a young lady I want to find a young lady that the Derech HaTeva I should never find. Because the most important midah of all, the fundamental basis, before we get to the chesed, which is the prime thing which is going to be discussed later, is tznius, mas. Especially in the case of the, looking for the young lady. Tznius. Tznius means, we read in last week's parsha, Hinei ba'oel snuei. Rashi says, Chazal, to make her husband feel think more highly of her because she's ba'oel. Not like today, when people think more highly of the woman because she's a law school grad. That's the influence of today's society. But Chazal's eternal set of values, Hinei ba'oel tznuhi l'chmechava v'abal. And so the other was in a trouble. Manasha, tznua, I'm not going to find them. Where am I going to go? The singles bar. Where am I going to go? The disco. Where am I going to go? The town ball? The dance? Where am I going to find them? The woman I want to find is at home. Where am I going to go? Knock on every door? How am I going to find her? How am I going to find her? So he prayed for an, almost like a miracle. That the woman that I find, well, she's ordinarily mamash at tznua hinei ba'oel, put it today, when I come, I should be able to find her something. Almost, praying almost for an ex, a nes nister. Let's clear up how to explain this. Praying for a nes nister. Oh. And after I should happen to find this young lady, what meat am I going to look for? Chesed. Tells a whole story, a whole test he makes up. What the Naro said, I'll only give you the water, I'll give the water to your camels. All of a sudden, seems to be a pasuk which goes against everything I said until now. Just he came out, and all of a sudden it's Rivka. So, what's the first thing Torah says about Rivka? First thing, V'hanara tovas nara ba'olot. What's going on over here? Didn't know what I was going to say. Shia? So what's the Torah doing here? He's going against my old Shia. Torah, Snar, Mot, alright. Nothing wrong with being beautiful. That's the first thing. That's the first thing Torah, Snar, Mot? Just got through saying that that's not so. As a matter of fact, the last Mishnah in Titus discusses when they used to go on a tuba in the old days. It says that the pretty brothers were pretty. They told the man, look, Ein Isha Ela Yofi. The hell like this? Ein Isha Ela Yofi. Look at me, I'm beautiful. Ein Isha Ela Yofi. And someday Ein Isha Ela Tachshitin. I'm not so beautiful myself, but I can afford to have fancy jewelry. And we pass it against the ball. Ein Isha Ela Bonin. Tenu Einechem B'Mishpacha. In the olden years, I should add one point to what I said earlier. In the olden years, the role of the family was greater than it is now. Because in the olden years, a woman would live more at home than today. You couldn't ask, what, did she go to Central? Did she go to, what is it? Did she go to Stern? Did she go to Beis Yaakov? What, they were all living at home? So the Gemara in the Lashon, Bas Plonio the Plonio. Because there wasn't that much statistics. You couldn't say, well, she went to this school, she did this program, she did this average, she went this honor club. I don't know what the mileage she has. Couldn't do it in the old days. So it's Bas Plonio. Her father, the Talmud Chacham, her mother, Zira Shemayim, and she's following their footsteps. That's all. Bas Plonio the Plonio. So it's Nub, and Echem, and Mishpacha, Shein Bonim, and Eisha, and Bonim, and if I come from this stock, this kind of a home, it'll be alright. You'll have the Ben Lamalos that you're looking for. Today, we're still looking for the Ben Lamalos, but the role of the family, while it's still critical in many areas, is joined by an equally critical factor. Where, how, what you do in life? They used to get married at a very younger age. Read one. They used to get married at a very age. What do you mean, what you do? You haven't gotten to a PhD program yet. Only 3 years old. But she's 13 years old, whatever, but you know, now it's it's older. It's just, so what happened? Beauty, it's called a beauty contest. This is trying to marry. Miss Aram Narayan, what's the miss? This Tovas Maram, what's going on over here? So the answer is, look at the end of the pasuk. Vanara Tovas Maram Aod, Besula Vishla Yado. That's what she means. That even though she's Tovas Maram Aod, even though she's Tovas Maram Aod, she was still, she had opportunities, as they call it today. Someone who's, good looking has all kinds of opportunities, which maybe some other person doesn't have. Despite that fact, she was a Besula Vishla Yado. Sneeves. The Kliyaka goes much further. That's Besula, okay, that's Besula. Was the Ishla Yada, so we understand that you have Bayeda Adam is Chava Ishta, so we understand Ishla Yada. That's what it says in the Kliyaka, oh no. Pshuta Kimashmo. Nobody knew who she was. Nobody knew her. Nobody knew her. Let me ask you. I mean, you maybe not experienced in this matter. Let's say you project yourself in a few years down the road, and you're place, I don't know, you're sitting in a place, in a shul somewhere, in a meeting, whatever, and there's a young lady that, you're interested in getting married, there's a young lady that you might be interested in. And you're a very, man who's just some propriety, etc., who doesn't drag. So, you know who she is, right? Anything about her? What would you do? I know what I would do. Try to find out who she is, you must have a few people in town, who you can kind of contact. You know who that young lady is? Who is she? So, presumably Eliezer was a proper individual. That's what he tried to do. So he saw this young lady who made an impression. He started asking, who is she? So he asked, you know who that is? You know what? Nobody in the world knew who she was. No one knew who she was. So he was stuck. So you know what he had to tell her? Pass me out. Is not exactly the proper kind of an approach. Who are you? Basmiya. That's not exactly nice. He tried everything else first. He asked him and he asked her and he asked him and he asked her. No one knew who she was. Why? Because she was a tznua. This is the number one criterion before he even got to the chesed. Who are you? Means no one knows who she is because in Ishki Neva Oel. Tznua. And what's she doing out that day? Says the Kliyakar. You got it. Was the first, her debut, right? Was the first time she went out to take water for the Gemal in the town. That was it. That was the next thing to do. There's a hot green on the front of the hill. So then she was Hinebo, she was Snooey, no one knew who she was. We're not holding on such a matrega as Bismanazet. We're not married 3-year-olds. And things are a little bit different. But the Yisod is the same. The Sneeus is the cornerstone of everything, the foundation upon which everything is built. Without the sneers, you have nothing. The girl is trying to flaunt herself any which way, be it physically, academically, monetarily, I don't care what. Don't look at her twice. The Iker Yisod is the sneers. Sneers, part of sneers is shtik. From Gemara Megillah. No? Sneers Shahisa Berachel is what led her to the schus of having a great granddaughter Esther. What was Rachel's sneers? She didn't give away to Simana. We're not talking about wearing long sleeves. She didn't give the Simana, she kept quiet. She didn't tell Yaakov with the Rachel and the Leah the whole story. And what was Esther's sneers? Pastor Moses? A. Esther Magedis, the ultimate sneers. Before you get to what they wear, this is very serious. All right, because manazeh to find a girl that nobody in the world knows is difficult. But you have to look at the honor rolls and on the who's who. That's really not important. What is she? Where does she come from? What is her attitude? This is she's not so popular in quotation marks that the whole world knows who she is. My tovah, my noy. Better now. So we can go on and tell us that Vayish Mishtoel. Mishtoel, what does Mishtoel mean? Overwhelmed. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, he had this feeling, that this is it. It's important. You can't, as much as you talk about this midah and that midah, tznius and chesed and etc., you can't talk in such dry terms. On the one hand, as I explained to you before, the Torah is vehemently against the Hollywood notion of romance. You see the prettiest girl on the block, and love at first sight, or face, or whatever these kind of things, and if you don't fall head over heels, and you look at it the first time, so it means it's not for you, that's ridiculous. That's pure romance, as Hollywood says. It's not the Torah's belief. The Torah believes the first have certain basic criteria, which are based on the intellect rather than on the emotion. Has to be an isha tznua, as we explained. Has to be an isha balas chesed, as we explained. But you can't make a shidduch by computer. There has to be that emotional attachment. If it's not there, forget it. You have to have a feeling that there's someone special for you, whom you love, whom you would miss if you would not be in her company. If it's, take it or leave it, I like it, very nice, I can do just as well without it, then that's not for you. You have to have that feeling. Sure, the feeling is based on her milas tovus, on the fact that she should snore, on the fact she has so much chesed, on the fact that she's such a wonderful person. Not based on the chalil, on ulterior motives and external matters. But the feeling has to be there. If it's not there, it's no good. So what happens? They eat. Eliezer, Yitzchak is still back in Eretz Yisrael. Eliezer meets the young lady, and then he inquires about the family, implying again that as important as the family is, the young lady is more important. And then he was that. May Hashem Yatzah Adam. An unbelievable thing would happen. And then, so what happened afterwards? How long does the courtship go on? Is it a year and a half engagement only? That's what the goyim want. Teishev anar imon yomim also. Let's stay here for a year. And then we'll talk. So what does Eliezer say? Oh, no. Oh. No. Absolutely not. Now, al takarosi. Don't delay this marriage. Calling Rivka, she says, "Hey, Lech, I'm going. I'm ready to get married. Short engagements, Rav Osi. We do not believe in the lengthy engagements which are common in certain parts of society today. No, an engagement is to give you enough time to ready yourself to get married. That's all. How long is that? A few months, 3 months." Not to wait till I finish this program or that program or this, and another stuff. And I'll go further than that. How long was the courtship in the first place before we get to the game? Unless you go out for a year, you don't even know. That's what they say in the street. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. Crazy. You guys are pretty sharp. A good eye. You can see. Figure things out quickly. Yeah, it takes a while. It takes a few months, yes. Should be done in a weekend. But at the same time, once things become clear in your mind and in her mind, that this is the right thing, it's reason not being in the midst. So what do they say to her? Okay, they agree. She's right. Let her go. And they say, V'yirash zar eches shasana. Again, they realize, even these people realize, that the ikur is the ben and alasa. They understand alasa differently. Ben and alasa, who's going to be the strongest warrior? Your son should conquer his enemy's gate. Should go conquer cities. We understand that the ben and alasa needs, should be a talmid chacham. That Yaakov Avinu should be the talmid chacham, the Yoshev HaHolim, who's the sort of Klal Yisrael. Brochot Mekuyim in that sense. They probably meant the Esau. It's a big warrior. But the Iker is the children. Everyone agrees to that. So what happens? Yitzchak is going Lasuach Basad. What's he going there? What's he doing in the Sadat? Everyone says, you know the Gemara. What's he doing? Davening Mincha. Says the Kli Yaakov, what's he davening about? They didn't have the Yitzchak's brochos. He was davening for a wife. He knew that there was only Al Perak, he should find her Shidduch. He was standing there by Sode, and he was davening. And what happened? Rivka sees him davening, and she faints. She falls down from his phylus. Why? This is him. This man who's davening with such kavona, looks like a Malach Hashem. Yitzchak was davening with all his might. That's not just like a davening, that's not 1, 2, 3. With all his might. To find the right zivug, the right shidduch. And as soon as she sees it, she falls off the camera. People may all go. She can't believe it. And she finds out that this is the person who the shidduch is with. Immediately, about the kacha, it's like this. It's needless. Covers herself. This is, let's face it, this is a dimension of tzniyas. By emphasizing the idea of staying at home, what it's called for, and being quiet what it's called for, does not take away from the fact that tzniyas is another component, a colloquial component, dressing properly, of covering oneself. As the Rishonim said over here, she covered her hair, because she felt she was already married a little bit, and then she met him. He says in the Shulchan Aruch, the woman married has to cover her hair. But today, many women in America, they don't want to be bothered with this. Nah, how are they going to look if they go out to a PhD with wearing a hat, or shape, it doesn't look nice. It's not modern. Din is a din. You got to do it. It's halach. Aside from this being halach, it's a matter of sneaks. Modesty. How did it end? It's the happy ending over here. The last pasuk, Samach Zayin, 67 Psuk. That's by Yiviyel Yitzchak Ka'olel Asar Imo. Vayikach Es Rivka Vatilol Yishav Vayehav Veha. Vayinachem Yitzchak Achar Imo. So Shamshon Rafal Hirsch points out the order. Amazing. First he brings her into his tent. Then he marries her, and then he loves her. Vayehav Veha. It's against Hollywood. The fish. It was love at first. So the answer is. So what do you mean? He went in blind. Chas v'shalom. He already saw from the beginning that she had Alam Milas Tovas, that she had the Tzniyus, and she had the Chesed, and she had everything which could be asked for. But the romantic relationship did not really reach a status of Ayel HaVeel until after the Chesed. This is what he's saying. Courtship of not so long. It was very short. Not so long. Engagement of not so long. And assuming it's the right one, the Ahava comes later on. And what's this Ahava? The Gemara tells us, Sefti Avos. A person has to be Ohev is Ishto Kegufa. You have to love your wife as you love yourself. Mechavda! Honor her, Yosemigufa. More than you honor yourself. It's a question, you buying yourself a new suit, or she's buying a new dress, X amount of money in the bank, she buys the dress, you go with the old suit. Manem Mechavdusa, Amar Mekam. Cover this with the first of clothing. For example, what does this mean? a person, the key to married life, just as the key to finding the right mate, it's the same key, exactly the same. Courtship is just a dress rehearsal. The two keys are tznius. Married life without tznius is a married life that is doomed. Discord, frustration, and chesed. But not only chesed with respect to the outside world. Chesed from one to the other. Today we find the divorce rate increasing. You know why? Because people are in it for themselves. Me first. Or as I sometimes say today, me only. That's today's society. It's the me. What am I going to get out of this marriage? I'll get some gratification. I'll get some credibility in society. I'll get some of these things. And then if I want to say I don't need anymore or whatever, chuck them. That's it. Chuck in, as the case may be. We believe that just as we look for a partner in marriage, we see what kind of chesed that person has, we have to do the same thing when you get married. Mechad de yosem igufo. The main goal in life of a married person is to make the spouse happy. Through honor, through love, through understanding, through compassion. And, amazingly, that's what makes a person the happiest. Making someone else happy. You see it time and again. The person whose concern is that his wife should be happy, and he succeeds, and he sees that he succeeds in making her happy, there's no... Azocha to Shalom Bais. Azocha to the Ben Lamalasim. Azocha to all the brachas which he finds here. People who do not learn these fundamental lessons, lessons of finding the proper mate and conducting a proper marriage relationship, Avrachmanasam. All too often you see the results. I end the same way I began. Shir might be a little bit premature, but keep it in the back of your minds. Put it on file. The time will come when you will need it, and you will remember it, and you will approach this juncture in life with these yesodos, with these fundamentals, with these hashkafas, with these priorities. Then you too can be privileged to the brachas which are showered upon the avos and the imos of old and all the other links in the long chain of tradition which brought you here and which hopefully will lead to many generations osken b'Torah v'mitzvos.